Broadcasting live from an Airstream somewhere in Tornado Alley, bringing you the people, places, and stories from the Panhandle to the Red River. This is your Only in Oklahoma show.
And welcome to the show. Today we're discussing FIRST, Oklahoma Competitive Robotics. I'm Harley. Brett is on location filming a spot for the best roadside tater tot kitchen or something like that. And I am flying solo. So last weekend, I spent the week supporting my nephews at the FIRST Robotics Regional Competition at the Oklahoma Expo Hall at the Oklahoma State Fairgrounds. I was just a spectator, but I'm telling you, this is a really fun event. The people involved, nobody in NASCAR cares more about their cars than these kids care about their robots. The excitement level's through the roof nonstop. The matches happen about every 10 minutes for the entire weekend, so it's just nonstop excitement, and you really get kind of caught up, you know, like swept up in excitement event. Now, I hear what some of you are going to say. Harley, robots and AI are going to take over the world. We're all going to die. And you may be right. And there's probably another group of people saying, hey, Harley, robots and AI are the wave of the future. And this is going to bring about a utopia, you know, whatever. And those people may be right. But either way, it really doesn't matter. Your kids and you should be involved in this program. I'm all for sporting events in general for kids. It brings so much to the table for these kids, you know, allowing them to compete and better themselves and see the benefits of practice and that sort of stuff. But there are a lot of kids that are more cerebral or don't have the drive for team sports. And this is something completely different, but it has a lot of the same impact on kids, you know, in these formative years. So anyway, back to my point. If you think that robots are going to bring about the utopia, this is really where all of the jobs are going to be. So you really got to get your kids involved if they have any sort of interest in robotics or AI or programming or mechanics, mechanical engineering, that sort of stuff. It's going to be great for them. And the amount of companies that are salivating over the chance to work with these kids is mind-boggling. Companies like Boeing and IBM and NVIDIA, they're all chomping at the bit to get these kids to graduate high school, to give them scholarships, to give them internships. So there's a lot going on there. And again, you know, if you're in the camp that this is the wave of the future, which it is one way or the other, then absolutely 100%. And if you're on the other side of the fence and you think the robots are going to take over, you still want your kids involved in this. Those are going to be the people that are going to take out the robots, reprogram them to help humankind, Terminator 2 style. So definitely get involved in this, especially if your kid has any sort of interest in this. As far as the organization FIRST, it's more than just robots. It was founded in 1989 by inventor Dean Kamen. FIRST stands for First Inspiration and Recognition of Science and Technology. It's a nonprofit 501c3. And their goal is to prepare young people for the future through a suite of inclusive team-based robotics programs starting at kindergarten. As far as some of the things that I've seen with my nephews, they have an ability to interact with adults that they did not have before they started these programs. They really have a knack for problem solving that, you know, some of it's genetic, some of it's education, some of it's their parents. But a lot of it, I'm telling you, you can see it. Just they look at things differently, and it's a really good skill to have. But other things that you would see with these students, their self-confidence improves. Again, the problem-solving skills, collaboration skills. They have to work together. This isn't something where, you know, you can just be good at your one thing and you don't have to work with anybody else. You have to work together as a team. So the interpersonal skills and the collaboration skills just shoot through the roof. And again, you know, they've got a lot of educational opportunities during and after these programs, scholarships, millions of dollars of scholarships. Something that I believe the last number I saw was $70 million in scholarships go to these students. And the career opportunities. I think somebody said that Boeing was there at the competition. All of the big tech companies are really interested in these students. As far as the programs go, it's broken up by age group, so they start off with a Lego league, which is basically pre-K through 8th grade. And then they have their First Tech Challenge program, which is for middle schoolers. And then the First Robotics Competition is for high schoolers, grades 9 through 12. If your kids have any interest in technology or mechanics or anything like that, this is a perfect program for them. More importantly, I think that this program really needs adults. If you are interested in working with kids or you're in the technology field or mechanical field, programming or anything of that sort, they really need help with these programs. They're underfunded and ignored by a lot of schools. A lot of times it's set up basically like a club as opposed to a sporting team, so they don't really get a lot of financial help from the schools, so a lot of it comes from donations or fundraising from the kids, so they can use all the help that they can get. As far as the mentoring programs, they are always looking for mentors and coaches, you know, from groups like community members and leaders, parents of students, teachers, professors, professionals. So if you work in any of these industries, they're always looking for coaches and mentors. They also look at employees of corporate sponsors, college students and faculty, and friends and family members of students. So if you fit any of those criterias and you're interested in the topic at all, I think that it would behoove you to get involved. I'll include a link in the show notes for their website, but it's first-oklahoma.com to get in touch with the Oklahoma chapter of FIRST. Even if you don't have kids involved, even if you're not interested in being a mentor, just going to these competitions is so much fun. I think you would enjoy it. Just keep your eye out for these activities and get out there and support the local communities that are doing this. Before I get out of here, I just wanted to remind everybody, Brett is going to be judging the Highway 62 Music Festival and Barbecue Cook-Off this weekend, April 19th and 20th. And I'll be out wandering around myself trying some of the food. So if you're in the area of Nakoma Park this weekend, swing by, say hi. We'd love to see you. I know it's a short show this week, but we are always looking for new ideas for shows. If you've got any ideas or feedback on our shows, please reach out to us via email, onlyanokshow@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. Thanks for listening. We will have a regular show coming to you next week. And I believe Brett has a couple of videos that we may be dropping later on in the week. Thanks for listening. This has been the Only an OK Show. I am Harley, and we're out of here.